Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on the Sedona Connection. I want to thank everybody for joining me here tonight. Well, tonight is a special program, as you had seen in the newsletter that I had sent out. I had an interview today with the Ambassador of the Dragon Family. We recorded that interview earlier today. But before I get into that, let me go ahead and just make a couple administrative announcements here. This is the Sedona Connection. It's the radio program. It lines up with the website of the same name, thesedonaconnection.com. And if you want to know what's going on here, you can go through the website. You can also, on that website, in the right-hand column, is an automated sign-up form for the weekly newsletter. I put out a newsletter each week, and usually the majority of the content of the newsletter is in a video format versus a written format. So we have the website, the radio program, the newsletter, and also on my YouTube page is where all of the videos are posted as well. So those are four, and then let me come back and say the Facebook page. So there's five different communication outlets there. They're all called the Sedona Connection, other than just on YouTube, where it's just my name, Dave Schmidt, and I'm your host here tonight. On this, excuse me. On this program here, I usually discuss issues that it's been in the basically going back almost 10, 11 months now. It's been evolving around the revaluation of the different global currency resets and predominantly the Iraqi dinar currency. There's a lot of different opinions out there. You know that, especially if you're reading the different blog sites, and you're probably here for that reason. And I've been taking of someone in about the last 2 months a different position than almost everybody else. And it's based on the information that I have. I'm here to say, and I've been saying this very clearly for a couple months, don't expect this to happen the way that most of us anticipate. Why? You know, it really doesn't make any difference what it is. It always comes down to the bottom line of follow the money. Now, you've heard me say before, I spent 20 years of my life in politics, 12 years in the Washington State Legislature, ending as a state senator. And one of the things I found out is that, you know, there's just flat out plain people that are in the government that would lie to me, wouldn't tell me the truth, wouldn't give me the information that I requested as a senator. And in the end, it usually always comes back to follow the money. I've been on the Discovery Channel almost every week now since going all the way back into December in a segment that was basically called Discovering Aliens Black Ops Cover-Up, and it was filmed here in Sedona, my hometown where I live. And in there, I'm the state senator that is basically testifying this is how government lies, this is why they lie, and this is how they cover it up. And what is it? Follow the money. Well, what's happening in this RVGCR, if you're wondering when is it going to happen and how is it going to happen, it always comes back to follow the money. It means who's going to pay for this? When others are writing about walking into the bank and you're going to be able to go in and just cash in your dinar, I would say follow the money. Who is buying that dinar from you? It's not the bank. The bank is just operating as an escrow agent, as a transaction agent. It's always follow the money. And it comes down to, this is what I've discovered now in the last couple of weeks in my conversations with the ambassador of the Dragon Family, there's only one place on this planet that that kind of money exists, and it's with them. If you don't believe in them, well, that's okay. That's your choice, and you'll end up finding that this is all going to be just kind of a pipe dream for you. Because the deeper I get into this and the more I come to understand how much they have basically the control of the world's money supply, and you will even hear the ambassador allude to that tonight. Now, that's a whole other topic that I'm not going to get into tonight about how the money in this world really works. But one thing I did mention in my newsletter, the more I get into this, the more I realize it's like there's two different worlds out there. We have always known, and most of us all agree, that there's a cabal element out there that basically controls the world's money supply. They are masters at deception, masters at creating illusion. And they create this illusion that there is this system out there that we call government and the banking systems and how the world global financial structure works. And that's what they create for us to see, and that's what we have bought into and believed literally for centuries. But in reality, behind the scenes, it works entirely differently. And over time, that truth is going to start coming out. Well, the cabal have been basically the master deceptors and the illusionist in this whole RVGCR. Now, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen, but it does say it's going to happen a lot differently than what most people anticipate. Well, tonight, you're going to be able to hear the interview that I had with him. And we recorded this interview this afternoon, and I'm going to play this as a recorded interview. And he also has a couple other special guests on with him as well. I wish I could give you the names, especially the name of the lady, but for security reasons, I cannot. But we're beginning to see who's really involved in wanting to bring this whole thing forward. Now, the interview tonight starts out a little bit differently. The Dragon family has always been very spiritual-based in their operation and how they view and see the world. But they have a toleration for the different world's religions. But they start out with something what is called blowing the shofar. And after that is done, I ask the question and explain what that means. And you'll get into understanding what they are doing. But what was interesting, and you'll hear this during the interview, is I wasn't able to be involved in basically the meeting they had yesterday. But they had different representatives from all around the world together in what is called basically a kind of a spiritually focused meeting in their blowing of the shofar. And they have been calling for and focusing on the world peace, peace in where there's unsettlement. And here's what was interesting. While they were having their meeting at that time, Israel and Hamas. So it's interesting to see the developments of the spiritual intensity that comes out of that type of an issue. And it's about shifting and changing what is happening within our world. So with that, I just want to make one announcement. There's still plenty of room for the workshop that I'm having September 6th in Tustin, California. You can go to my website, thesedonaconnection.com, for the registration there. And I do mention that there's a lot of things I share in the workshops that I can't share here on a radio program or in a newsletter, and it's just predominantly for security reasons, because if I start sharing too much, then I become a target. I've been a target more than once. More than once this radio program has been shut down. And, you know, I know they tell me that I'm safe and secure, and I absolutely believe that, but I'm also not stupid. I'm not here to make myself to become basically a target of their anger, creating a bunch of problems in my own life. So it's at the workshops that I give you some more details, because I can give that to you verbally in that type of a setting where it's not being recorded. But with that, let's go into this interview. This interview lasts for just under an hour and 15 minutes. And at the end of the hour and 15 minutes, then I will go back into Come On Live, and we will go ahead and then I'll answer calls for the rest of the two-hour program. Okay? So thank you very much and enjoy the interview.
Okay. Hi, folks. This is Dave Schmidt with the Sedona Connection, and I am bringing you tonight on the radio program a special recording that I have with the ambassador of the Dragon family. I had announced in my newsletter yesterday that he would be here, and he would have some special comments and announcements from the family for us. Now, also, though, he has asked a couple other guests to come on to this program. This program is being pre-recorded, so if you're listening to this program live at 6 p.m. Pacific time of my radio program, you're not going to be able to hear, you're not going to be able to call in during this section of the recording. Now, part of that, due to security reasons, is why we have to pre-record this program, because the ambassador himself is not able to come on live. But he's going to explain some stuff to us. And we may have a very special guest that is going to come on the program at a later time as well. And I will allow him to explain who that guest is. We've been trying to bring her on the air. She's in Ecuador in South America, but we've been having some internet problems with that, but we had to come to the point where we are proceeding. But again, this is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here on the Sedona Connection. And this is a special interview and recording that I am having with the Ambassador of the Dragon Family. So, Mr. Ambassador, I want to welcome you to the program tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing very good. And I would like to start this program, as we now, from now on, is instructed to do, with just a small ceremony, okay? And basically, I will start with a ceremony with a blessing, basically, the earth and the program with an anointment oil, okay? And sanctifying the earth and for the purpose of building up the new humanity and the new system. And also for calling basically for supernatural interventions from the Creator to bring us support in this battle against ignorance and against poverty and all forms of tyranny. So I will just blow in the horn as well as I can to start this program. Very good. I should maybe have a join with another person from your continent also. Could you please show me, Ron? Very good. So then we have a calling the presence. And basically for the activation of the global reset, I hope. Okay. I have some good news and some bad news.
Mr. Ambassador, may I ask this? For those that are probably wondering what just happened, that could sound like a very strange sound. So could you explain just what you and Ron had just participated in so that those who don't understand what was taking place and what the sound and what the purpose was for what you had just done?
Yes. What we did... We're blowing the shofar. Okay, the shofar is the first instrument that was created by man, and it's going back all the time to Adam, and it was used in different type of animal horns. And with these animal horns, you create certain vibrations and sounds. And with these vibrations and sounds, we can basically call for the presence of God and for assistance of his angels in what we do. Okay. So what we did was that we blew the trumpet to get God's attention to us and to basically call for the angels to support us and to give us the support we need in this war against international financial tyranny and also as against the tyranny of ignorance. Okay, it's very important, to have faith. Now I don't preach any specific faith, but everyone has to have faith, okay? A faith in that a day the RV will come and maybe I will make some money and I will have some funds coming my way. Or, you can blow this thing for that. Maybe you will be having possibility to have a much better living standard and much more quality time with your family. That's the work that we in the Dragon Family wants to do for humanity, is to set humanity free, to give you this type of quality time, and that people should not be enslaved to the works, enslaved to the system. We want people to liberate themselves, take charge of their own lives, and basically educate themselves and understand each other and learn to live with each other. And basically not to aggress against each other as we humans do so much because of fear and because of lack of knowledge. We have problems with different races. We have problems with different religions. And we all are gathered under God. Whatever religion we have the three Abrahamic religions guided here. We have the Jewish, we have the Muslim, we have the Christian faiths, you know, in this program here. And we all call together for a pretty specific time. Also, we have a very, very special guest with us also. I don't know if you saw.
Yes, I saw that she has just joined. But let me just explain a little bit more, because it was really great to hear that. And for those that don't know, the shofar, as the ambassador had mentioned, is basically an animal horn. But it is the oldest instrument, the oldest musical instrument that has been used for millennia of through conducting what most would see as some different forms of religious practice. But he said something that was really unique. There is a unique vibration that comes out of the sound of when the shofar is blown. And for those who have an understanding of what is called the biblical history, especially in the Old Testament, when the Israelites had left the basically what was called the slavery of Egypt, went into the period of 40 years of living in the wilderness, when they moved into the promised land. And for those of you who have been listening to my radio program for months, you know I have used that as an analogy of that we are moving out of positions of poverty and slavery into basically wealth. But before they could truly move into a position of abundance, they had to let go of the old slavery mentality. And the shofar was the primary instrument when they moved from their journey of the wilderness into the promised land. And the very first thing that they did was basically overtake the city of Jericho. And it was not overtaken by physical force or power. It was overtaken by the blowing of the shofar. It was basically the hundreds and the thousands of the Israelites that had surrounded the city of Jericho. And by them blowing the shofar together, it literally put out an energy frequency vibration that collapsed the walls of the city. And even archaeological digs today will show how that would come out. So I wanted to explain that so that those who don't think that, well, we're just getting into a bunch of dumb, stupid religious practices, no. There's a significance to the blowing of the shofar, because the shofar carries a very unique energy vibration that doesn't come from any other point. So, Mr. Ambassador, thank you for allowing me to explain that so that the people who are listening, they can have kind of a common understanding of why we're entering in that together. Okay, so please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Also, we have here the King Anointment oil, which we were using in the pouring here on the grounds, and that is basically to reenact the what is called in English, now my English is not the best sometimes, the covenant, okay, between us the humans and the earth, okay. And the covenant between us and as servants to humanity, okay? And that's what we are. We are the protectorate of the assets of the planet, and we also are the protectorate of the planet and its inhabitants, okay? And so in this way of protection during all these thousands of years, the elders and ourselves have developed techniques, spiritual techniques, to be one with, you know, with God and the one with also with the earth, okay, and with nature. And we are using primitive tools to do war. And one of them is the shofar. And the shofar, you know, looks different from place to place, and depending where you are on the planet. And, but it's basically is an animal horn that, you know, it's created into a blown instrument, okay. And also, very importantly, this battle here against ignorance and tyranny, we call it as Project Gideon. And basically, Project Gideon is also the time when he had only 300 soldiers against thousands of other enemy soldiers. And basically, he was going along the shofar and clapping. And basically, the soldiers turned against themselves, and the mist came over them, and basically, they self-destructed. And that's the fate for the people that is from the 666 side, which we're now going to give them a new name, and that's basically the boys from the Disneyland.
The boys from Disneyland. I like that. So.
Yeah. So that's basically, the new essence that we want to give to them. We want to give them a chance to basically surrender and come over to our side. and join the battle and set humanity free and give yourself a legacy to be the people that reconciliate with humanity and became heroes instead of tyrants. And that's our advice to them. Okay, that's the message from us to them. And if you have any more specific questions on that, we'll go to the next.
Well, I just think, you know, you've made some very interesting points, is that sometimes we look at what would be called ancient religious practices, and to those of us in the modern Western world, they would seem to be very primitive. But it's not the primitiveness of the outward physical practice. It's the energy that comes out of that that makes the shift and change. And I love this title that you're bringing in called Project Gideon, because Gideon was the leader who basically led the Israelites to go in and overtake what was called representatives of the dark forces, what we would call dark forces of evil. But they didn't have to physically attack them. They came in with a very strong, powerful, high spiritual energy frequency vibration. And in essence, it's what I've talked about, is you're bringing light into the presence of darkness. When you bring light into the presence of darkness, darkness can do nothing but go away. And so, Mr. Ambassador, what I'm hearing from you is yourself and the elders are doing those in ancient practices, and we have the ability to start participating in that as well. And it's not so much about the outward form, but it's much as what it comes from that perspective of faith, that perspective of strong believing, and knowing that we are in the process, we are the ones to help bring a change to this world.
Yes, this is very important, is that we have to have faith. I mean, in this global currency revaluation scene that we are in, it's based most of all in faith. We have a faith, we have a dream. The dream and faith is that, you know, we're going to make a profit on this dinar transactions. And that would be the possibility for us to create a better life for ourselves and for our families. Okay. And, you know, I had some discussions with the Red Dragon concerning it. And he asked for your information, as I maybe stated before, is that the dinar in itself for being redominated and also facing a revaluation was taking a decision on that in the past. Okay. Now we have a problem with you know, war in that region, and we hope that it's worse, and with our efforts in trying to intervene and block war and eliminate evil on planet, that we should be able to do that without any casualties and more suffering to the Iraqi people. It doesn't matter which religion they belong to, they're all children of God, and we want all to live prosperity together with each other like they did for so many years before American intervention, okay, and if these things can go in the path that we hope and expect, and I think that maybe we all are going to be able to maybe see the light someday when it comes to this DNR evaluation. But like I stated so many times before, don't think that it will happen the way that you expected, like you say, okay? You have to look at it in a different way. You have to prepare yourself in different ways. But, you know, God willing, with the guidance of yourself and others, we're going to make that happen in when the day come, okay? And before that day come, I want you guys to be prepared that it can take time. It can go fast. Only God knows, you know, how it is. But like I stated before many times, was that, you know, this transaction has been told by other gurus that the money is released, the money is going to go now, it's going to happen tonight, it's going to happen tomorrow. All these deceptions and lies and deception, without basing it on any type of it, has never been sanctioned at that point of time. If you said to me 1 year ago, I could say, yes, 1 year ago, 21st of May, yes, Bahar, we could go, but then it was other people blocking and intervening. Now, at this point of time here, we have a problem with the war in Iraq, and we have some other problems with people in your own country that don't want to let go and don't want to do what's right. And also importantly, we need to make sure that it's always happening, that it doesn't empower the boys in the Disneyland so that they can continue with, know, putting us in a, you know, in a Mickey Mouse cartoon lifestyle.
I love that illustration because it was ironically just in my video yesterday, I've been saying how the cabal are masters at deception and illusion. And what they have been presenting to us is basically a world that is kind of like a movie set front. They create this illusion that's kind of like a Disneyland movie when they're doing all kinds of other things behind the scenes that we don't see. And I thought, now here today, you come out with this description of they're the boys from Disneyland, and I love it. Great, great illustration.
Yes, and I think this is the thing that we need to keep in remember that Antichrist or Dajjal or whatever you want to call him has a PhD in deception. So whatever good tidings we could give him, then being a part of a Disney community, because that's all about deception. And fantasies and dreams, okay? And they have their dreams for us, but we have our own dreams for ourselves, and it's time for them to let go. I hope that they also turn to the right side and join us.
Yeah. Mr. Ambassador, you've been keying on a real important thing that I've heard you say many times, and that it's the importance that the aggression has to stop. And that the family is not going to release funds into an environment where there's still what is called a warring and aggressing scenario that is taking place. And so in our conversation earlier, what you had said, and I think I've heard you allude to this here, is that before the dinar is really going to be revalued and released, there has to be a stop to the ISIS conflict that is taking place in Iraq. Now, is that correct?
That's correct, not only in the conflict there. We need to see and cease and desist of conflicts, first of all, in Iraq, because that is related to their currency. But we would be very much happy to see also all the conflicts in Ukraine, in Palestine, and other places in the world, and aggressions against the Libyan people, and all this other tyranny that you should stop. And also I hope that the United States will look into themselves and also stop using their own police to aggress their people. The biggest sign for a civilization that they have lost their authority and have lost their faith in their own civilization is when the police is turned against their own people. So I think that this is a warning for the people. Do not turn against your own people. Your own people are your brothers and sisters and neighbors, and you have no right to aggress on them. And please, this is a message from us. We want peace. We want love. We want prosperity for everyone. And we want everyone to be able to achieve the highest goals in life. Many times, unfortunately, you know, I have to come in and give some harsh speaks about certain things because the situation of the world makes me very sad and upset. And sometimes I want people to basically just wake up. So to get people to wake up, you just need to shake them a little bit. And, without shaking them, then they will... You know, they will still not wake up. They will still living in their own little illusion, being controlled by Disney. And that's the thing that we need right now is to basically awaken the people, asking the people to do research, to educate themselves, educate their children about the situation, educate them about love, giving them quality time. You know, quality time is not to put your child in front of a TV, give them a bag of potato chips. Okay. Quality time is to spend time with your children, playing football with them, playing basketball, take them to the park, take them to swimming, do things that they will cherish for the rest of life so that they don't need to find a family by joining an army or joining a gang. And this is a vicious circle that we see in the United States, and especially in the United States with such a high prison population also because of all the failing families. We need to bring the families back, and I think that's one of the things that you and the American team of 555 need to work on, is to be able to make sure that the families will come first. Okay, now when the funds are going to be released into the platforms and the funds are going to be given to the people, it needs to be done in a manner that people will be inspired, they will be creating jobs, they will be creating prosperity, medical security, all the different things that is so much needed in America and all over the world, But it should not go in the hands of the corporations. They're going to use it and misuse them for their own criminal agendas. Okay, and that's very much important. So many people can say, oh, yeah, well, ambassador is not an American citizen. It's not up to him to decide what's going to happen in America. And, that's a credible question. But, unfortunately, we all live on the same planet. And if it's not peace in America, it will not be peace for us here in Europe too, and it will not be peace in Asia. And it will be a negative energy that we don't want to experience. We don't need to change the path of putting one tyranny in place to another tyranny. Now we get freedom in Russia, suddenly we're going to have tyranny in America. I think we have to stop this evil trend of just swifting bad guy to good guy situation and keeping the people and the population in fear and ignorance.
Some people may come back and say, well, if that's the criteria, they feel that that would never happen. And then what you had just said to them can be very discouraging news to some people who are wanting and hoping for this RV to take place. But if I'm understanding you correctly, it's we can't release money into what is called a contentious, aggressive, aggressing, warring environment. Because money does nothing more than reflect the environment that it's put into. And if I'm hearing you correctly, it's extremely important that we do our part to bring about a peaceful environment for all of us, because when money is released into that environment, then money is released to do its good work. But yeah, I was sharing on my program, in fact, the video yesterday, is that so many people don't realize with the new laws coming up in the United States, what is called the bail-in laws, literally trillions of dollars could be released for the RV and they could turn around and within months lose it all and have it all taken from them, and all it does is get transferred into the hands of the cabal again. It's that type of an environment that this money can't be released into until it's under control. Do you sense or have any type of, and I know this is a very difficult question to answer, but do you have any type of a sense of a timeline to give hope for people about how this may come about?
I will tell you a thing. We were having a spiritual meeting yesterday. Ron is also on the line. Maybe he could give some words also of that, if you could come, if you hear me.
Yes, I can hear you.
And folks, for those of you that don't know, this is Ron Van Dyke, and he has his own YouTube programs that he puts out in the Ambassador. He has been interviewing or having discussions with the Ambassador as well on his program. And Ron, I want to welcome you to my radio program today here. This is your first time, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.
Me and Ron and also the other guests here, Real Change, and also our lady friend from South America, who's also from one of the big power-broking families in the United States from the past, is also with us here. And we were also on the ceremony together, and we had a wonderful spiritual meeting, even though it was represented by different religions, but it was in a very nice unity. Unfortunately, that particular thing was not viewed on the Ron's program, just the end results of the explanation how the meeting was and how people experienced that meeting. Now, on this particular time, we were praying and satisfying and asking for peace and asking for prosperity and sanctification of the earth. And during the thing, basically, we find a peace treaty between Israel and Hamas. Okay, I pray that it will be kept. I hope this aggression there will stop. But it happened over, you know, a few hours. It looked very doomed for a long time and it was terrible. You know, it was basically, what's the correct word to use for it? It was almost basically, a genocide going on there for a time. And many people doesn't know that a lot of the Palestinians also are Christians, and bombs doesn't see difference between Christians and Muslims. And so the problem here is that now finally we find a solution for peace, and peace came from yesterday, and I hope it will continue to keep, okay, and they can find reacceleration. and leave this fasting. And this is what can happen with Iraq too. I mean, we can have a day when, that the ISIS will be awakened and start following Islam and become Muslims and will leave their arms and stop aggressing on people and respecting what it says in the second surah in the Quran, where it states clearly that, Islam, has to come with free will. You know, you cannot force someone to be a Muslim. He has to submit himself to the will of God. So this state of Sharia and the state of forcing people to become other religions is against the Quran. So I recommend ISIS members to please read the Quran and do the correct thing and leave the Christians alone and leave the Jihadists alone or leave the other Shias alone and the other groups alone, because we are all brothers under the faith of one God, even though we don't share 100% of the same opinion from time to time. But that's between him and God. You cannot force him to believe in any way. And that's a recommendation. If we do this and we pray and hope for the peace in Iraq and that we do not need to send more American soldiers there to die for nothing, I think it would be very good that the Iraqi people find reconciliation with each other and that the people of Iraq will say no more of this wars, no more of this killing. We had enough. We want prosperity. We want our currency to be revalued. We want our leaders to become our leaders, not our, it's called parasites. It's a good word for you for them. And instead doing something to do the good thing for the Iraqi people. And if that can happen, I don't see any reason why the army should not be able to take place. Then we have the second problem here. Okay, what will the Kabul do with the funds there that when it comes into the United States? Will they allow you people to keep the money, or will they not allow you to keep the money? I think that if you people here show yourself competent in the way that you control over your own lives and control over your government, and you might be able to also, what's called construct this transaction with a dinar, that you can rebuild your life and get a good start. And don't spend it the first day, all the money. Try to use it for something positive to rebuild a little empire for your family. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Ambassador, let me take a step back, and I kind of want to reiterate something that I had just heard you say. Yesterday, yourself, the Red Dragon, and other representatives working with the family, you basically had come together, I guess to put it in a Western vernacular, is that you had a good old-fashioned prayer meeting. Now, you had done that somewhat, you did that somewhat differently. You were blowing the shofar, recognizing what are called the power of spiritual forces that are there, bringing in what is called the power of love that was there. And while you, and I wasn't able to join that because I had something else that I had to do, but while that was going on, if I heard you correctly, at that time, a peace accord was signed between Hamas and Israel. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Exactly, yeah. During the period of time we did it.
Right. See, folks, so that, yeah.
Be verified.
See, and that's what's interesting of what's developing here, folks. These are representatives that basically stand in the position of what I call as a trusteeship of these global finances, of this global wealth, and they find themselves coming together to pray for world peace. And while they are together praying for this world peace, unbeknownst to them, is that Hamas and Israel is signing a peace accord. Those are the types of things that we get to join into ourselves and start bringing change to our own world. But thank you for allowing me to mention that. I thought that was such a significance when you had mentioned that.
No, that was a wonderful, happy news when we received it. And it was the same thing that we were doing when everyone wanted to bomb Syria last time. And that's why it's important for us, and also here in the speech, we said also, let's go to Israel, okay? And, and the thing is this way, that how could we go to Israel in such a wartime, but we already there felt in our hearts that the war is over. Now, I really hope that it will be kept like that, and it will not escalate into something bad, and that both parties would be able to restrain themselves. Also, I ask for restraintment between, Israel and Iran. I hope that they will also try to you know, especially Iran, that you will keep your, you know, it's called, you have a right to defend yourself, but you can also take the right to not to do it, to be the better party, and just leave them alone. Let the aggressor be the aggressor and do not need to invite up for a dance. And so this is my advice. We do not need more wars. We need prosperity. We need peace. We need to create a war against ignorance. We need to create a war against financial tyranny. And that's basically what is my goal. Our goal is to try to come out for the first time and to give a message of both hope and to give people faith. At the same time, we need to wake you people up to the reality that it might not be the way that you think it will be, because it's not always up to us. And if the bad guys or the boys from Disneyland want to continue with their cartoon ways, then we, unfortunately, you know, we're going to be delayed. And they are the ones that holding up this RV and has been holding up the RV by sponsoring ISIS and sponsoring other organizations around the world. But if we do the thing the right way, I think that we're going to be able to prosper. And also it's important for us in this community that people who claims they work for who claims that they work for gold currencies and claim that they are important in this RV and claim that they have so much influence and so on. You people have a responsibility. The responsibility is not to lie to people. Do not deceive people because of your own personal egos and your own personal interests. You know, truth will set you people free. I have told it many times. Watch yourself in the mirror. I know who you are. You don't know who I am, but rest assured, I know who you are. And we know what you can do and what you cannot do. We do not want you people to continue in this deceptive way. If you want to join and do the right thing for humanity, you're more than welcome. Okay? But we do not want any more of these lies and deception that hurt so many families, because you are the cause for the divorces. You are the cause for the people losing their houses. You are the cause for people, not the family. And people say that, oh, when will the family release the funds? Family has released funds for over thousands of years. We are the one that gives the funding to your country. The debt that you have is to us. The reason why you're driving on nice, you know, roads, and why you can have cars, and why you can have this and this and this and that, is in factories and the corporations, all banks, all has been funded by the family for generations to generations. And we will not stop supporting the nations, and we will not stop supporting the people, but we will not support aggression and evil agendas anymore. We had enough. And for the people in the old structure, if you want to repent, do that, we will reconciliate, and we will have a global jubilee. And it's time for jubilee now.
Explain what you mean by the time for jubilee.
You know, it's even in the Bible that, you know, after time has gone, we're going to have a jubilee. In the system, it's a time frame also for these accounts when you have a release and when you have a jubilee. This time is now. It has been blocked and held back for a time now because of that we do not have a good control in the world. We need to establish another uncorrupted, unblocked, non-controlled by evil entities alternative financial system. And we want everyone to turn into that and be able to people to be free and control their own fates and their own lives. And that's very, very important. Okay. Now we have Miss yes, from
Ecuador,
from South America. Mm-hmm. Would you like to say something also in regard? I know that you also have been involved both in dinars and bonds and so on, and in many great humanitarian projects. You're a very well-educated woman with a lot of experience and coming from a very, you know, famous family. Could you please give us some feelings from your side and your visions that what you like to see in South America, where you now have dedicated so much time to help people over there?
Folks, what we have is a special guest that is going to be coming on here that will be a very special surprise to all of us. As the ambassador said, this is a very special lady who has come from a storied family background. She has been in positions of what we would call positions of appointment of power. And I'll just let her describe who she is. I had just become acquainted with her about an hour ago, and it's a delight and a special privilege to have a woman of this stature and caliber on the program here tonight. So thank you very much for joining us, and I will allow you just to go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, hello. My name is Jace, and it is truly a pleasure to be on your show, very unexpectedly, but and I'm sorry about the technical difficulties we had there for a while to delay your show. However, you know, first of all, I would like to give thanks to God, to our Creator, to our Father, for granting us the opportunity to be here today and for allowing me to share what I'm going to share with you in regards to what I consider my vision and my beliefs. It is truly Him who has put me in this position, and I am really no one without Him. I've dedicated my life to His work and His will, and I lean on my brother, Christ Jesus, to strengthen me as I go through trials and tests every day, especially in this area that the ambassador mentioned, the bond business and in the whole business of dinars. I've been in it for a while, and what I've experienced is that people really are driven by something that's very, very illusionary, in a sense that they're putting their hope on something that is not tangible, it's very much based on hearsay. You know, what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. It's interesting that at first, you know, when I first found out about the whole business of dinars and bonds, historical assets, I believed that it was possible to actually close some deals. And I joined the whole business. I'm a geneticist by trade, and I joined business because I wanted to raise some funds for funding for my humanitarian projects that I'm currently involved in. And one day, one gentleman came to me and said, no, you really need to think about doing something else because you're never going to make, you know, a dime working in this business. And I didn't believe him at the time, but soon after that, I ended up meeting another gentleman that was very well connected in various entities worldwide that had up-to-date information on what was actually happening. And I felt like all of a sudden my bubble got burst because I realized that a lot of people were being deceived. And then I saw the demonic power behind the entities that were basically distorting information, or we can say even lower frequencies, because like what you were saying earlier, there is a state of a higher frequencies and lower frequencies. You know, we can either choose to live in higher frequencies in a state of love and understanding, compassion, humility, or we can choose to live in the lower frequencies, which are fear-based. The higher frequencies will create alkalinity and will create health in life, and the lower frequencies will create acidity in the body and death. You know, the death cortisone hormone will get expressed in the body and will lead you to eventually illness and disease. And so the same way, these frequencies, you know, that people are experiencing every time that they have this hope, you know, of selling a bond, and then they get deceived, and then they turn that hope into resentment. It's quite a circle, which at least from what I envisioned. And at first, when I started listening to all the stories, you know, I really felt for these people because I would just listen to the way they would express themselves about how they had to leave their families and how much money they spent and how many bonds had been stolen or they've lost the bond somehow, and the family structure, disintegration that had happened because of these bonds, because they had to, you know, put lien against things to travel people and leave the families, and we hoped that they were going to be able to, you know, get billions for these bonds. And some people, even who knew, actually, you know, informed them that they won't be making in the B's, but in the M's, they get very upset because they already have this expectation. And if you don't meet that expectation, they don't care whether there's a genuine buyer or not in the picture, whether the money's in the account or not at the bank, that will close and pay. Unfortunately, you have a lot of cases where you have clients that are being deceived to even the extent of having contracts issued in their names, and then the money never shows up. You know, there's always delay tactics that happen, and I'm learning more and more about what they are as I learn more about the business, but I really see how behind the business they're really is the strong power of deception and hurt. There's a lot of hurt and suffering among the keepers of these bonds and these assets. To share with you what I've experienced. Other than that, you know, what I experienced yesterday, along with the ambassador and Ron and Dave, was pretty special. You know, I think that there's certain occasions in the life of a person. And I consider that experience one of those milestones in one's life where you come into complete recognition of what your role
is. Jace, may I interrupt you here just temporarily? Mr. Ambassador, would you do us a favor and put your microphone on mute when you're not talking? Because we can hear you typing in the background.
I'm not typing, so it's not for me.
Well, somebody's coming in with some background noise. So, okay, whatever. But
you're eating.
But thank you for allowing me to but while I'm here, now, Jace, I know before we came on the air, I was able to know who you were. Do you need to keep that name in it for a secure reason to not allow that to become public, or are you able to share publicly with who you are and what your position was?
No, unfortunately, I can't.
Okay.
I'm in a position now that, you know, I have to maintain my security at this point.
Okay. Then with that, I need to apologize then to the folks in the audience because I didn't know that when I said there was a very special lady who was coming on. All I can say is, folks, if you knew her background, where she was from, and what she has done, it would surprise all of you. But I totally understand the need for security in this issue. But thank you very much. But please continue.
Well, that was about it. You know, I just kind of wanted to share with you my experience in the bond business, in dinar business, and it's kind of a mañana land experience for me, which I'm now getting a grasp of. And most importantly, it was just the experience I had yesterday of participating in the celebration of the sanctification and the anointment of this planet. You know, it's very important for people to understand that this planet is evolving, and the planet in itself is alive just like we are. You know, it has a pulse, the Schumann pulse, you know, and along with that planet, there we are. It's like, I remember once I heard a show that talked about how this planet is like, and we are like the fleas on a dog when it comes to evolution. You know, either we will evolve or we won't, but this planet will continue evolving. And it's so important for us to understand that now this is an opportunity that we're being granted as a civilization to be able to have breakthroughs. And I know that it's difficult when you're not on one path or another path of enlightenment. So if there's any recommendation that I can make is just don't lose the hope. And if you can,
yeah.
If somebody comes along and shows you love, then ask that person, you know, what are you doing? Why are you so happy? Why are you so joyful? Why are you at peace? And then slowly you will come to realize that the only way that you can really find that true happiness or that true love or that true peace is from within. And you have to start doing some kind of transformational work. It starts with oneself. And then, you know, basically it's like throwing a pebble in a pond, you know, there's a ripple effect. And you'll notice that all the people around you at first might not be feeling as joyful or, you know, wanting to know what it is to be joyful. But eventually they'll catch on because they'll see how you've transformed. And that's how, you know, from an individual level, you transform families, you transform communities, you transform countries, nations, and you have people that actually stand for what they believe in. You know, I am a testimony of God basically taking me, putting me through trials, because I know that, it, you know, we all come with a certain sense of rebellion and disobedience, you know, within us. But we all have to go through trials to understand that God's perfection is in us and His goodness lives in us on a day-to-day basis. You know, if we consider ourselves as a living temple, then we are more careful about what we think and what we feel. We're more careful about what we eat. We're more careful about who we associate ourselves with or what environments we place ourselves in. And that's very important in these times, because there's just so much out there that will very easily distract you from what's real. Now, to be able to get to that point, it really starts with asking that question of, you know, what is my purpose? What am I here for? And if you notice, nowadays, companies like Google, Intel, Procter & Gamble, you know, even Facebook, you know, most of the CEOs of those companies are now focusing on the customer and finding out, you know, what makes the customer happy. But also, they're focusing on their employees. They really want to know if their employees are aligned with their vision statement, because it's all about finding that purpose. And individually, I think people are seeking that. They're feeling an emptiness during these times, especially because of all the wars and the violence and the desensitization that we experience from you know, electro pollution, noise pollution, and environmental pollution, to say the least. But most importantly, I think when people really come to an understanding that they can start asking those simple questions, you know, what do I want to be remembered for? You know, like Peter Drucker stated that many times, and he was also a servant of God. He was here and he had his purpose, you know, and he wanted to share that with other people. I don't know if you've read any of Peter Drucker's books, but they're very much based on faith and ethics and,
yes, right,
and morality.
Yeah. I haven't read his books, but I'm very familiar with him. Yeah. You know,
and also, well, if I could say some words here, which it would be a little bit cryptic, but, you know, we are talking about a time now when we're going to have a treasury note maybe coming into place. Okay? We know that exchanges has been done through the interbanking for a long time, but it might be possible to go the full circle that was once created during the Grünhilden Treaty, okay? Now, you know, the circles and the fate and the people being brought together is an amazing time, and it's a God-sent thing. And I really see that things are coming on to its places and to its positions. And God always have a divine plan, okay? To finish his job, and someday, very, very soon, maybe the viewers will understand what I'm talking about, but it is a great pleasure to be with you, Jace, and to be with you, Dave, and Michael, and also Ron, and to share this evening together and talking about the possibility that maybe we'll see a treasury note coming back. And that once started, we'll have a full circle. And hopefully that will be a thing and a tool to liberate the United States. And, you know, the family, we do many things in, you know, in the political realm, but also we do a lot of things in the spiritual realm. And, you know, sometimes we need to settle the past and be able to go into the future and make a full circle. And we are at that point of time right now, and that's why I wanted to have this talk with you all on this particular program, because this is a program that is you know, reflecting on the RV and about the U.S. Treasury notes and so on and so on. And one day you will realize the, you know, the unique thing with this particular program. And I believe also that, you know, this is a very, very amazing day that we are all here together and sharing this time together. And, you know, many people was
upset with me for the last, some of the last meetings when we have a discussion about human depopulation. And I wanted to wake up the people to the reality, okay? The reality is that decision has been taking place on the future of people, but you people are the ones that decide your future. Don't turn anger against me. I'm here as a voice, a messenger, an ambassador to give you the message from the masters and from the people that are here to serve humanity and to assist us to get us into the kingdom that we all deserve. Okay, and instead of creating end time scenarios, we should follow the teachings of Jesus and says that we can end the years of tribulation by our own actions. And all, you know, what's called scenarios always have two options, good or a bad. And let's pray for the good one, and let's hope for the good one. And also, I was upset about the fact that it's so much lies and so much deception. And I see you viewers of this type of programs who follow these guru sites and all these, what's called, charlatans that's involved in these things. Some people maybe think they do a good thing, but the people who do it for their own financial gains and deceive people and giving false hope, and you create a very bad future for yourselves and also for your, you know, the people that you're supposed to serve. You are here to help these people through the process, don't make the process harder for them. And sometimes it really hurts my heart, really, really hurts my heart when I see people suffer and when I hear people lie and when people misrepresent and give disinformation in these things and making claims that they have nothing to come from. And, you know, people can, you know, accuse me for whatever, but, you know, it's, you know, I do not worry about things. I have a mission. Not a one-man show. And like Ron can say, I mean, he spent some time with the Red Dragon, who is my superior. And, I follow his message and I follow orders from headquarters and I do not run my own show and I'm not sitting here to build myself an audience. I'm trying to educate you people, to assist you to get out of this ignorance. And yes, it's true, you know, that some people stated that normally the Dragon families doesn't talk to people. Yes, they don't have not done in the past. And the people that has been talking in the past above of the Dragon families and maybe are not the real ones. It's a lot of copies and dummies and other people that is trying to use you for their own gullibility. And because of a change of a new system, we decided to, you know, to give people a chance to see the truth. Because in the future, I have not talked too much about it because there's a lot of things we do not want to disturb these things. And but we have a plan for the future, a very good plan. And if this plan comes into place, you will see, and it is come very, very, very far. We have seen major developments internationally. We were on the talk yesterday with the African representative, which already has funds for projects. We're already doing the projects in Africa. And we have, and that's private infusion from the family, not infusion from, from the normal agencies. We worked hard, as Ron knows, with, and Michael knows also, I worked hard for months with one of the crisis situation here on the planet. And we succeeded to raise 100 million to stop and fight that war against that problem. And, you know, we do a lot of things in the behind scene. I'm not here to take glory. That's why I'm not specifying which it is. You will one day realize, you know, and I hope that the fruit of what we did was good. But at the same time, we are creating working groups in different countries to assist with this battle against both diseases and against, other
you know, health issues and clean water and power and energy and hospital and so on. And also as Jean, she is a she has a very deep knowledge in genetic engineering. We have a lot of people with very high knowledge in pharmaceutical experiences and in new technologies for energy that is patented under control by the family. And this is going to be released to the people. And I think that when you will see what's going to be unfold very, very soon, I think that even the dinar transaction will come to be a small step in the evolution of humanity, because what we want to do is to make this all transactions that we do, if it's from the dinar to any other things, from remittance to more importantly infusing funds to help the countries to come on their legs and create what is so much needed, a prosperity where people can be families, where people can receive the medical treatments that they need and can receive support for the weaker people in the places to come up and to get yourself education and to actually live the American dream, okay? And that's what is our purpose, and we are working day and night on it. Even though I'm from a different continent, it doesn't mean that I don't love America. As people say, the ambassador is anti-American. No, I'm anti-stupid. Okay, that's what I would like to end my words with today.
Anti-stupid. Excuse me. I want to go back and touch on something that you had mentioned briefly when you were just starting your recent conversation there. And you had touched on the Hilton's Green Agreement. A lot of people don't understand what that is. But when we go back to the time of President Kennedy and then President Sukarno of Indonesia, at that time, family funds were ready to be released for humanity into the planet in conjunction, and that was an agreement that had been signed and basically had been agreed to, and what a lot of people will say, that was the agreement that got Kennedy assassinated, because he was there as what I would call as a, quote, ambassador to humanity, and he understood the importance of these funds being released unto basically the human race, and that got thwarted, and that got set back by that situation that is there. And what I just heard you say, Mr. Ambassador, is that has come full cycle around again, because we are now about 50 years from when that original Hilton's Green Agreement was to be put into place. And 50 years is the cycle of the Jubilee. And so it's now time once again for the intention of that agreement to be worked out again. And it's not a coincidence of the people who are involved in this, and I won't go any farther than that in making that comment, but it's interesting to see the development of this take place. And, let me just back up and make a couple statements earlier. I was talking with a friend of mine about a month ago. And, different people see this stuff differently, and I'm okay with that. It's whatever is your spiritual background of what you come from, you may see this a little bit differently. But they were telling me about an issue where they had been reading that they were basically in communication with what we would call a non-physical entity on the other side of the veil. And the person, the person in the physical side was asking the question, when is this RV going to happen? When is it going to take place from us? And the entity on the other side of the veil had said, let us describe how we see it from our side. You live in a world of time where you want specific time, specific dates, specific events to take place. We live on the side of the energetic veil where there is no time. So we don't see time as you see it. What we see is the energy vibration of the event. And right now, this energy vibration that evolves around this RV event isn't vibrating at a high enough frequency to bring it from the side of the etheric veil into the other, to cross the veil into the physical world. He says, what we see is the need is use the humans need to collectively raise your vibrational energy. And love is the biggest aspect of that energy vibration. And as you focus on doing what Jesus simply said, love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. You begin to raise the energy vibration all around you, and it begins to spread. It begins to pick up. And as we begin to do that, we will raise the energy vibration, and that's when the event will move from the etheric side of the energy equation into the physical side of the energy equation. So when you ask us for dates, it's very hard for us to give you a date because we don't see time. We see energy. And it was in a conversation I had with a friend of mine just this morning. She says, you know, we keep wondering, when is the RV going to happen? When is the RV going to happen? And she came back and she made this passing comment that I really caught. She says, what we don't know is the RV is saying, when are you going to happen? The RV is waiting for us instead of us waiting for it. If we keep asking the question, when is it going to happen, the energy of the RV is saying it will happen. We're waiting for you, the human race, to put yourself into a position to be able to receive these funds in such a manner that you would use it graciously to help involve the whole human race and change this planet and change history. So the RV really is waiting for us. It's waiting for us to stop our aggression. It's waiting for us to increase our frequency and just thinking in terms of loving one another. It's waiting for us to shift and change how we view our world, of seeing this RV as something that's going to help me, make me secure, versus something that I get to be able to release and help other people with. And if I'm hearing you, Mr. Ambassador, I think we're both on the same page. And I could say Jace and Ron, and there's another gentleman who's been referred to as Mike, who is here as well. We all understand that. And if there's anything we have to say is, if there's one thing, if you want this RV to happen, focus on you, yourself, within yourself, becoming a stronger instrument of a higher vibrational frequency of love all around you. That's contagious. That spreads to people. People begin to pick up on that, and they begin to understand what is developing, what is happening. So, with that, Mr. Ambassador, is there anything else that you would want to add, I think, to our program, you know, this evening? Again, I want to thank you so much. And Ron, you've been here listening. You didn't really join in much. But Jace, I want to thank you so much for joining me here tonight and all of us here tonight. Is there any... I assume then we're about ready to wrap up. Is that correct?
Yes. Do you have anything to say, Ron? Some wise words to give to the population of the United States?
It's interesting that this video, what we just talked about, synchronizes with the video that will go up, my video that will go up for tomorrow, but it goes up at 6 o'clock, which is less than an hour from now, my time. And it's about the same thing that we just talked about the need for us to love one another and to get out of the idea of thinking that we're the only ones that are right. Jesus didn't call us to be right. He called us to love one another.
Amen. Preach it, brother. Yes.
And we have to say here, you know, if people is maybe thinking, you know, this is a Christian awakening meeting. You know, we have some people here online that doesn't consider themselves or himself as a Christian. But, you know, we all believe in the same God, okay? And, you know, I wish all of us to, you know, learn to live together and respect each other and respect people's beliefs and their own personal relationship with God and with Jesus or with Buddha or whoever they turn to for, you know, spiritual guidance. I believe that, you know, prophets were sent to all parts of the world
to all people at some time and place. That was the promise that was done. And that's why you see in all religions is based back on the time of, you will go to the Persian, the times there, and you see Darush and his teachings, that later on is the same teachings as it's taught in the Bible and the Torah and the Quran. And you see the King Solomon connection there with Buddhism. And so it's so much connection of religious things. Even you can go and see in Japan some Shinto traditions that goes back to the time that is complete imitations of what was done in the temples. They have the shofars, they have the Ark of the Covenant and things like that. We're all connected on the same God, and we became hybrids in different parts of the world, but we have the same Creator, and we need to find unity and the unity in love, and we have to stop with this hate and this aggression and fear, because that's what is limiting the human evolution to become what we so much need to inspire to be. Okay? And look at the big picture. This is what I always try to say. Try to educate yourself. Try to see the differences. If you have problems with Muslims, please study the Quran. If you have problems with Jews, please study the Torah. I heard once a person stating to me that, the Arabs were saying that, look how their God is pushing away our missiles. No Arab would ever say such a thing, because they know very well that the Jews and themselves have the same God. So ignorance would spread such a low vibration story. And we have to get away from all this deception, and we have to unite for peace. We have to unite for prosperity. And I really want all of us that do the work for this, people involved in the RV, people involved in doing our things, people involved in so-called bond redemption, and people that is involved in any type of things related to family affairs, to please go back to the truth, be honest, look at yourself in the mirror. You have to live with yourself. Do not lie, do not deceive people. Tell them the truth, and do the right thing. And if everyone do that, I think RV will come faster to you than you ever was thinking. Okay?
I couldn't agree more. It's about, there's, again, folks, most of you know my background was a Christian minister, and I'm a seminary graduate. And so, yeah, I'm going to quote from the Bible because that's my background, but I have a very deep respect for other faiths as well. But Jesus said something. It's in Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. Do not judge. The moment you enter into a thought process of judgment, you have immediately placed yourself into a very low frequency vibration of energy, because judgment is based in fear. Judgment is based in separation. Judgment is based in I am right and you are wrong. And so Jesus knew, and he understood by doing that, by allowing yourself to create a division of I am right or you are wrong or judging others, you immediately put yourself into a very low energy vibration ability to have any form of love. Love and judgment cannot exist in the same place at the same time. They cannot. And so that's why it's extremely important for us to always be moving and looking into the position of love and just let the other stuff go. Just let it go. Stay focused on what is our job. Our job is to be the people who are going to love one another and allow that to be infectious to everybody around us. And that is what is going to bring this RV around in a much quicker basis. You want the RV? Practice that. Let that be a part of your life. So, Jace, is there anything you would like to, any closing comments that you would like to make? We want to appreciate you again very much for being on the program with us here tonight. And I am looking forward to becoming more acquainted with you as a new friend. So is there anything you'd like to share with us tonight?
Yes, I want to thank you for this opportunity to share my life and my experiences with your viewers. And one final thing that I would just leave them with is to start having a relationship with God. That's the most important thing, and that's the key thing. I think that people really experience emptiness and separation when they start thinking that a relationship with God means any type of religion, you know. But as was stated earlier, it's all about seeking that relationship with Him, and it's about getting to know yourself more in the process. And I am testimony that it's not an easy process. You know, there's entities in this world that really don't want you to feel love and to be in bliss all the time. And you cry, to cry with joy in your heart, and because you're grateful that you are a part of this spiritual family, which is universal. But I just would like to invite them to take on that challenge and to invite that opportunity into their lives. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Ron, anything else that you'd like to...
No, again, just to say thank you and express my gratitude for being part of this. I didn't know until I got the call from the ambassador that this was even going to happen. It was a surprise, but it was a surprise.
It was to me, but it ended up being a very delightful surprise for all of us. Mr. Ambassador, is there any kind of concluding comments that you would like to make?
Yes, I just, as I told everyone in the beginning when I came, is that, you know, things will be exposed step by step here, and more truths will be coming forward, and more things will be heading in the correct direction. Just have patience with us. We have patience. We have been having patience for thousands of years to assist you and to try to set humanity free. And we will continue this path. And also, I would like to say to all the people in a few different languages, Shalom, Salam, Peace, okay, and Fred. Thank you very much. And God bless you all. Okay, and it was very nice to be on your show. And I hope that somehow this is helping your listeners.
Well, thank you very much. I want to thank all of you for being with me here tonight. Folks, again, this is Dave Schmidt with the Sedona Connection, and we had a special interview here tonight. Here, originally I thought I was going to be just with the ambassador, and he had brought on his other special guest as well. And down the road, you will begin to realize what was really taking place here in this. And so I want to thank all of you, and we're going to go ahead and stop the recording here now. And folks, for those of you that are listening live on the program, I will then come in and we will be able to use up the rest of our two-hour segment for a Q&A. So thank you, everybody. Appreciate you all being a part of this tonight. Okay, good night.
Okay, this is Dave Schmidt. I'm here back on the program live with you now. And let's see, if some of you folks that are on with Skype on me, would you just do me a quick favor? I want to make sure that I'm coming out okay, and just tell me that you can hear what I'm saying. There have been a couple people that have called in and said that it hasn't worked really well. Just some of you folks that, you know, as I said, if you have Skype with me, if you would just say this, send me a quick note. Okay, I am. So we're back on the air here now live. And folks, wow, if you had heard what I had heard there, there's a lot of deception that goes out there in this whole RVGCR issue. There are a lot of different players from the cabal side that basically don't want this to happen, and they keep feeding what is called a lot of different, what I would call deceptive information, in keeping a lot of us in confusion. I've held the position for some time that there is really only one source of all that money. The more I'm coming to understand, I understand how that global financial situation works. You heard the ambassador allude to that tonight. Basically, and he and I have had this conversation, and I have mentioned this on the air, is that all countries in the world financially operate as corporations. And they basically have an accounting of all the corporations. And here we have the United States that's basically trillions of dollars in debt. So where does it get its money for its continued operation? It basically, the debt is what it accumulates from the family. Because the family are the trustees or the custodians of basically most of the gold on this planet that becomes the collateral for all the money that begins to float around out there. Now, you heard me say last week that the family says they're not going to be directly involved in the RV of the Iraqi dinar. But you also then heard tonight, it says it could shift and change. And what the family is really looking for is that they're not willing to release what is called the custodial funds into an environment basically that is filled with war, with division, with hatred, with aggression that goes on against each other. So because for them to fund the Iraqi dinar means they are basically putting trillions of dollars into the country of Iraq, trillions of dollars that could end up getting into the wrong hands. And so what does that mean? That means that it is possible that the country of Iraq could choose on their own to go into even what is called reinstate their currency, not revalue, but reinstate their currency. And it would take time before it would become to be available to basically to the public side. And he alluded that tonight in the recording, saying that this is the process of steps that will unfold over a process of time. But you, what you also are clearly hearing is that they do have a desire to release those funds. But on the other hand, the real bottom line of the responsibility lies with you and me. So it's interesting to see how this is unfolding and developing. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go into Charla because she has been trying to bring some folks up. Charla, are you there? I'm seeing a note that you're saying that some of the callers said the Internet is inactive.
That's what a couple of them. I'm having, I can't get the hold of anybody. Aubrey's the only one that I was able to talk to on all the people that were calling. There's five or six people. And one, Anjay said she sent you a, from Boulder, said she sent you a email because once you started talking about Kennedy, that went off, that it went off.
You know, I mean, I don't have any, it was interesting because others, I was able to listen to it fine all the way through. Others have said it's been fine all the way through. There was one person that sent me a Skype message that the volume was a little bit low. And another person that says that, you know, now that I'm back on the air and everything is just fine. But so that is interesting. I don't know what it is. But you know what? We got about 4 weeks left of Blog Talk Radio, and we won't have those problems anymore. So I don't know how much, if there's trying to be interference, if it's a Blog Talk issue, that is what we're running into. But, you know, wow. But do me a favor, continue trying
but
to go on and see.
You might be able
to
connect with them. Like, you might be able to connect with that 760 person below. I could not. I've tried it four times. So.
Well,
the first caller.
Yeah, but try to stay ahead of me so that I'm not coming in. And try to just keep going on down the line. And when you put a note there in the window, then I'll know that you have talked with them. But don't spend too much time with them. Just try to get their name, you know, where they're from and their question, because I think callers are starting to line up, and we do have about another half hour left. So do what you can. And that's all that I can say.
I'm trying to connect with them, but they're not, all I'm getting is dead silent. So I'll try again.
Okay, thanks. All righty. I mean, that's interesting because I know that she already had three different people she tried to get in touch with and couldn't make a connection with them. And I'm even getting some messages coming in from Skype that one person says that they have heard this fine all the way through. So if there's Internet connection problems, it appears to be fine on our end. I don't know if it's on your end or what. But so let's just keep going. But so ironically, the first person who's going to come up is because others couldn't get through, is a gentleman we have on here a number of times, but I'll go ahead and give him a call. Aubrey, you're on the air. How are you tonight? It's Aubrey from Austin, Texas.
Yes, Dave, I am doing fantastic. And how are you? How's your voice hanging in there?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I had mentioned in the video that, you know, I'm on kind of a diet and a detox that my body's going through.
Sure.
So when I cough a little bit like I just did, it's basically old stuff that's coming up to the surface. I'm on top of it. I'm aware of it. I just, you know, I know what I need to do. It's just part. I had what was called a Candida albicans, which is basically yeast growth
and
an infection in your intestines. And they say sometimes it takes 2 to 3 months to clear all that out. Well, as that's releasing, it's coming up into my chest, and so it just works itself through. Yeah.
I know exactly what's happening to you. I studied and worked as a holistic healer for many years, and I understand, you know, when people cleanse, it's not just a physical thing. You're actually, your cells hold your emotions, your memories, the bad stuff. So it's a mental, physical, and spiritual thing. I recommend that you take some echinacea, some golden seal, some slippery elm bark to help kind of clear that phlegm or whatever it is and get that on up and out. But anyway, I'm going to move on. And I want to pray to my ancestors, you know, that they guide me with that these words that I speak tonight with you, Dave, you know, are, you know, reflect my heart and that people feel my true intentions and interpret them accordingly. You know, we've never talked offline. I've never emailed you. I haven't attended any of your workshops. Isn't that true?
That's true.
And, you know, and what I speak is my own. It's my own opinions. It's not associated with you. But, you know, I want to speak on something that you seem to keep bringing up consistently. And I'm going to deviate a little bit from my normal comment and conversation. And it's really pertaining to Ferguson. And I just want to speak on that and how it relates to the RV a little bit. You know, when you bring up my people a lot. Obviously, based on the tone of my voice and the rhythm of my voice, I'm an African-American male. I'm approaching my 50th year, and you talk a lot about, you know, when you're discussing self-imposed limiting thought patterns and, you know, that lead to the manifestation of, you know, negative experiences, you reference African-American or black people often. And initially, you know, that's the truth of things. As a descendant of a former slave, you know, I can speak from firsthand experience. You're absolutely right. You know, my people suffer from of poverty consciousness and ignorance, a slave mentality, because once you control the people through fear and isolation, it goes on autopilot. You can free the people, but the people aren't free until they free their minds, and each individual is responsible for their own liberation. And, you know, I'm tired of the dumb do not talk. You know, it's enough about all that when, how much. This is the wrong show, I feel. Save that for some other thing that starts with a T and ends with a T. You know, I see you challenge the callers, your listeners, to continue to evolve and expand. You know, you have responsible, sensible, non-fear-based dialogue, you know, and I appreciate that. You know, I want to speak my piece and get off. You can interrupt me any time. I don't know if any other callers came on. I got bumped off 4 or 5 times. I had to keep pressing 1. I don't know why I got through. I live my life based on spirituality and fit on the energy. I think everything has a reason, so I have something I want to share with you from a black male's perspective, and I think maybe your audience wants to hear it. Maybe you can benefit from it, but I want to give you a perspective as brief as possible, as concise as possible, and get off. You know, I'm not an ordinary person speaking to you. You know, I'm a black man, but I've lived a very unusual life. I'm a commoner, but I've lived a very unusual life. So I think I'm going to be brief here in my little biography, but I live with Native Americans as a young person. I live with Hindus. I traced my ancestry, and I became a Shango priest. I was initiated by the 5th generation Nigerian Babalawo. I've studied with the highest mystical and metaphysical masters. Most recently, as you know, I'm in Austin. I lived at a monastery for a year, left my career in oil and gas, doing Superfund EPA projects as an environmental project manager and working in the oil and gas industry as a health and safety officer. But I left that a year ago to pursue my path. All my life, my astrology, my numerology, every reading I've got has always said you're supposed to be a healer, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that. I finally stepped into it a year ago, and I went to school in a private Catholic university. I lost my job. I lived in my truck. I found a monastery. The Buddhist monks took me in. For a year, I went to school. I'm now done with that, and I'm ready to step into my path. I just recently finished 2 levels of training with Dr. Eric Pearl to become an energy healer, so I know all about metaphysics, all about quantum physics. I work with subtle energies, you know, and, you know, what I want to say, this thing of Ferguson, to get right to it, that was my preface. You know, what it's about is really just a microcosm of the macrocosm. The militarization of the police is simply a reflection of the global militarization of the industrial complex. It just came to our backyards. Those protesters were met with tear gas, rubber bullets, armored tanks. And it should have been community liaison. You know, they should have de-escalated the police. they should have disseminated accurate information immediately to dissolve the sentiment that's in the black community since infinitum of us being abused and brutalized. But I'm no longer a rabble-rouser. I've been there. I've done that. I've been in black militant organizations, and I've done that. My job is a healer. I love you, Dave Schmidt, just like I love the cabal, because I realize I am the cabal. I am you. I am me. We are them. We are experiencing this because it's a collective consciousness of ignorance. That's all it is. I represent the disenfranchised, the oppressed people. That's who I represent. You know, I've been broke. I had to get state assistance to eat. So I know what it is to be poor. I know what it is to be rich. I currently study. My teacher is Sri Bhagavan with Oneness University. It's about bringing people together from all religions, colors, ethnicity. Doesn't matter. We all come together. I'm now a oneness Diksha blessing giver. I can help awaken people. What it's about, I'm going to continue to challenge you, Dave, you know, to keep doing the work that you're doing. You know, I know it's a little shaky, a little scary. We got this cabal, you know, but, you know, we're going to get there. We're going to get there, and I just really appreciate what you're doing. I pray. I think it's my path to be involved somehow with these projects. I don't have any money. I lost my money feeding at the trough of Dinar land. I was eating opium every day, and I lost all my money on my reserves. I don't have any money to trade. I don't want any money. I simply want to be a vessel for the Creator to serve humanity, to serve the planet and its people. So I'm hoping the ambassador hears this or his representatives. Maybe they can reach out to a common man, because this is not going to be solved from the top down with these big projects. It has to be done at the grassroots levels and meet the people where they are. You have to understand it from a people level and what they need. You might have to trick them with a little entertainment to get them interested. You might have to bring them something, you know, but you got to meet them where they are to educate them, give them knowledge, to wake them up. We cannot fight the cabal materialistically with power. That's stupid. You never lose. It's a heavy price to pay. You got to fight it at the knowledge level. That's it. I got to say, David, thank you. I say namaste. You know, may the one single God be with each and every one of us right now, because we need him. We're in a shift. It can happen. I want to be a part of it, and I thank you for the work you're doing, my brother.
Thank you, Aubrey. I really appreciate that. I understand what you're saying, and I know that's stuff that's, you know, been building up in a lot of us for a long time. But at some point in time, it all comes back to, if I want the RV to happen, it can't be me looking at something outside of me. It can't be me pointing fingers and blaming somebody else. It always comes back to me finding the place of peace, finding the place of love, being in that position where it says, I'm going to do what Jesus had to say, is to love your neighbor as yourself. That's what releases the shift of the energy that creates a change, okay? So I'm going to let
you go.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you.
All righty,
thank you, David.
But thanks again for calling in tonight, okay?
My pleasure. Peace to you, brother.
All righty. Thanks a lot. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to continue going on down the list. I know this is a lady I've had on the air before, but she's next on the list. It's her name is Judy, but it's a Judy from Colorado. Judy, how are you tonight?
Hi. Hi. Very good. Thank you very much for talking with me. And I talked to Charlotte, so we kind of resolved this, but I want to throw it out, and I'd like to add another little piece if I could, please. And this is the most ridiculous of questions, because, and I'm just going to say the amount, I'll probably, from what I can figure out, I have, if the Dong exchanges, and I know no one knows this, at about 1.5. It's just a mathematical equation that's easy for me to work in my head. It will come out to be about $4 million. And I'm a pretty simple person, and I have a little cabin up near Steamboat, and it's paid for, and I was gifted with another place to live with an amazing financial plan to do it. Next week I'll start a job as a teacher in the new town I moved to. So the power manifestation cannot be overlooked, I don't think, in any of this. And, of course, the creation codes, which I'm not sure, but what they're one and the same. But there's a lot of magic. I don't mean magic in terms of disrespectful, but there's an incredible amount of goodness that is going on to help us, excuse me, to help us. So my question to Charlo, when I posted it, was this.
you know, how much is enough? And no one knows that. And I have a couple of visions about what's important to me, veterans and growing food, et cetera. And I don't know if maybe this is the bottom line question. Overall, I think some people are possibly buying, I don't know, how many millions and millions of dong and dinar, not a judgment on my part. I can buy what I can afford. But I'm wondering then, does it start tipping the scale where bread now is $3.40 a loaf, and if a lot of people have more money, is bread going to be $9, and I'll still be eating out of the food bank or my backyard because of that distribution, the way things are going? I guess maybe that would be the question, if that makes sense. Could you talk about it, please?
Yeah, Judy, that is one of the issues. I know the ambassador and I have had those discussions. If the RV was fully funded and all of a sudden trillions of dollars was all of a sudden dumped onto the United States economy, it would create a hyperinflation. Mm-hmm. Because all of a sudden there would be individuals who don't understand what all of a sudden they're willing to spend more than what is called market price for an item, how that has a ripple effect and creates a massive inflation. I've talked about that as an illustration just living here in Sedona. I've probably had emails from a couple hundred people that says, when the RV happens, I'm moving to Sedona to buy a home. Well, what would that do? All of a sudden, there would be a massive greater demand than the supply of homes for sale here. What would that do? All of a sudden, it would become bidding wars. Sellers would be able to be getting 10, 20, 30% above their asking prices, and it just skyrockets, and it would drive up the cost of housing here. Well, what does that do to the everyday person who can barely afford to pay their rent right now? Because when you drive up the massive cost of a house, you also drive up the cost of rent. So you see, in our intent of thinking we've been blessed in the process, we could create a scenario that could end up really hurting the very people that we want to help. Because all of a sudden there's so much money to spend, and that the wanting of the demand to buy things and willing to pay more for it outstrips the supply that's available, it creates a hyperinflation. That's exactly what would happen if all of a sudden we had trillions of dollars dumped into our economy and available to spend. And when I come back and I'll say, it's amazing how the blog writers don't talk about that. All they talk about is, when can I get to the bank to get my money, without thinking through, number one, who's paying for it, where is it coming from, number two, what does that create and cause, and number three is, you know, how are you acting responsible? Because it's still back to, I'm only thinking about me, just me. I'm not thinking about how this has a global impact, let alone a community impact for the different things of what it does. That would be, and that's why this has to be released on a step-by-step basis, because it would create a hyperinflation.
Yeah. Well, and even in the tiny community I live in up in the Steamboat area, I live right on the highway in this little bitty town, and I drive a 2005 vehicle, that's the year of it. And so if I show up with a boat and a Cadillac and a motorhome and a blah, 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 which I wouldn't anyway, because I'm not overly interested in a lot of material things, but people start to say, well, what happened and why, and because I live by myself, I'm not fearful of that, but it's just such a show of something I'm not overly strong in anyway. I'm not a Buddhist, but I've got some leanings toward that, and it just seems like following some energy patterns and right action would really be a prudent thing that we maybe would talk about more. And in a small community, the small community I live near, there's quite a bit of need. And so in terms of a $4 million amount, as an example, taking out what's for taxes, you know, we'd like to start a Boys and Girls Club, but you can't just start it and then let it flop a year and a half later when I move to, I don't know where, you know, because the funds would run out. So there needs to be some support structure there, too.
Yeah.
So that's the only question I have, so I'm ready to move on if that's appropriate.
Yep, that is. Thank you very much. I really appreciate
that.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thanks for calling tonight, Judy. All right.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Right. Okay, and next I'm going to Suzanne, and she is from North Carolina. Suzanne, you're on the air. What can I help you with tonight?
Hi, Dave. As I was telling Carla, I didn't get on the call until almost 30 or 45 minutes into it, and I already have all of the documents and things that my foundation I want to establish, and most of it is mission, and I also want to do humanitarian. I built two multi-million dollar corporations, so I'm very experienced, and right now I'm going to have three local offices, one in North Carolina, one in South Carolina, and one in Florida, and then I'm going to have one global office, and then I'm going to have one humanitarian office. And what my question is, I have lots of resources and many things that, as I said, I already have files of papers and positioning of what I'm going to be doing with this foundation. And I was listening to the ambassador and how much he wants peace and love, as I do, and have for 10 years, but was so busy with these other two multi-million dollar corporations that God had not made me ready for them, and I accepted Christ when I was 12 years old. So I'm very aware of the love and the part that I want to do for humanity. What my question is will there be a way, or will the ambassador and those who surround him or whatever be reaching out to others who also will be doing what I will be doing?
My assumption is yes, but don't expect him and the family to be involved in individual projects with everyday folks. Their job is global. Their job is global. It is not about reaching down to the level of you and me. Now, that can filter down through various means and other ways, and I have no idea the structure of that. I have no idea of the timing of that. Is the desire there? Yes, but don't be thinking that you know, because people says, will you send my business plan to the ambassador? I says, no, I won't, because that's not his job. They're not going to, because as soon as he opens that door, he would get flooded literally with tens of thousands of business plans and requests, and he can't handle that. That's not his job. That's not what he's supposed to do. And so ask me when, how, I have no idea. Has there been conversations about it getting to that point? Yes. Is it going to take time? Yes, it is. But I would just say, just keep doing what you're doing and stay tuned. Do I have a time frame on that? No, I don't. I don't have any idea. So that's something that is unfolding. So
I realize that, and I have been in the position where you're at the top, but you also got to have feeders out to be able to get all of that to human mankind all over the world, not just in your small community. That's not what God sent me here to do.
Sure.
My life.
There will be a governance that's going to be overseeing that, but I just don't know where that is right now. And obviously that is something that would be released at the appropriate time, but I don't have the answers to those questions right now. That's all I know.
Well, I know that whatever you wish for, whatever you dream for, and God will put it in front of you if it's meant to be. So I will just keep my eyes and ears open and see what happens.
Thanks, Suzanne. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, all right. Okay, bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got, I'm going to move on to the next caller. I'm going to be talking with a guy by the name of Mike in Canada. Mike, you're on the air. What can I help you with here tonight?
Hi, Dave. There's a couple. Most of these are just yes and no. First off, has the family mentioned Nasara at all to you?
No.
Okay. Sheldon Neidel, are you aware of him at all?
Have been aware of Sheldon Neidel for over 3 years.
Okay, so I'm going to assume my question was yes or no on this person. I'm assuming that's a yes?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Could you please explain, if you're aware of any at all, of specific projects that the Dragon family is actually helping? So, you know, so we can follow along, see how it progresses, so I can at least from afar be part of this. Do you have any specific projects at all that you're aware of?
Yeah, a few weeks ago they released $100 million just to fight the Ebola virus around the world.
Right. So what specifically are they doing? I mean, because I understand that, in my opinion, what I thought was happening is that one corporation creates it, while the other corporation has, well, we may have a cure for it, everyone better start getting vaccinated. I was thinking along the line of this was, you know, another scam, another scheme. You get sick, we'll cure you, but not all the way. So you stay sick, we'll take all your money away until there's nothing left, and then you die. You know, it's part of the plan to wipe out as many people as they can. Do you feel that that's the case, or do you think that they are going sidestepping and actually helping them with a true cure?
I don't have an answer to that because I haven't discussed
okay.
it with it. You know, so, I mean, I would be speculating on anything that I'm saying. I think they are aware of what its source is, and they're basically stepping in to say they don't want that to happen. They're not going to allow that to happen. They don't want that to get out of control. But, you know, I can't say anything on that because I haven't discussed it with him, so I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. Last one. The cabal, as you know, is not going to go down without a fight. And if they are going to go down and they see it, they're going to, in my opinion, take as many of us as possible. Do you feel that there'll be a time, or the Dragon family may say that there's a time where we may have to physically arrest these people or do what needs to be done in order to save our own lives?
Well, that question is loaded with an assumption that they are going to basically launch an attack upon us as a human race.
I've always felt that they kind of have been for quite some time.
Well, yeah, and what are we seeing? See, they're not getting very far with it, are they? In fact, I think it's working against them. I think they're fading out. What they're trying to do isn't working. They're basically trying their old tactics over and over again, and the people are beginning to wake up and to realize it's not working. The other thing is they're running out of money. They don't have the money to do what they used to do, to be able to do, because they were always able to basically find money through the system, through the banking systems of creating what was called those the different derivative types that basically would make them hundreds of billions of dollars. And the public is waking up. The people are waking up. The system is beginning to change. So I think we're seeing things unfold.
Now, you don't believe then that they are able to, punch in the computer and get as much money as they want from the Federal Reserve at any time? Are they still not capable of doing that?
Who's that?
Oh, the banking cabal. They control the Reserve, of course.
But it's fiat-based money, and after a while, it's fiat-based money, and after a while, there's a limit to how much they can continue to do that without it coming back and collapsing on themselves. And there's an accountability structure even within all that. Now, I don't have the freedom tonight to go into more detail of what I know about that. But, you know, it's unfolding.
It's coming to an end, right? God, please.
What's that?
Let it come to an end. It's coming to an end, I hope.
It is coming to an
end.
It just takes time for it to unfold, yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate what you're doing. I truly do. We listen to you every week, and thank you. God bless you, and stay safe, all right?
Thanks, Mike. Okay, appreciate it.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, I'm going on to one more caller. His name is Dave from Rhode Island. Dave, you're here on the air. What can I help you with tonight?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good.
First, I just want to say thanks for everything you're doing. I really appreciate it. One thing I think hoping you can help me with, and that has to do with something that you and the ambassador have talked about, and that is the threat that ISIS, Hamas. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. How do you expect that you can ever deal with people that murder people on national TV and castrate children to make a point because the parents don't convert with them? I mean, it's just in my own opinion, I don't think you can. I think the only way to eliminate that threat is to defeat them.
Well, first of all, if you're referring to what was the beheading of James Foley, the evidence is coming out overwhelming that was a staged event and it didn't happen. When you watch the video, you could see it's pretty staged. The mainstream media reports it once and then moves on, and if you notice that they never come back to it, it's because the falseness of it is starting to be exposed. The second thing is understanding, where does ISIS get its funding? Where does its money come from? And again, what we would call secondary sources of information that are beginning to show us that there are members of ISIS that have U.S. passports. And when you follow the money, it's beginning to show that it's the typical situation where the cabal funds both sides of a war conflict. So the cabal is funding the ISIS to create the problem, and then they fund the United States to go in and bomb them. And see, so they create the conflict. That is the age-old modus operandi of the cabal. Create the war, fund both sides of it, create the fear, create the panic, drive the media of what the people are receiving, and then you keep the people in control through fear and misunderstanding. That's exactly what's going on in the ISIS event. That begins to stop when the people begin to wake up and says, we see your game. It's just a game that's being played, and it's a game that's being set up. So much of the stuff of the – now, I'm not saying that this stuff isn't really happening, you know, in Israel and Gaza and places – or in Syria and stuff like – or in Iraq. Yeah. Yes, are those events happening?
This has been going on since I was in high
school. Yeah, but there's a lot of that has been way over dramatized, and you have to come back to realize how much of that is cabal funded to create the whole illusion in the need of terrorists. That terrorists are these evil activists that must be controlled, and we therefore, if to keep you safe, we need to have the situation of more power, more military, more control, and that we can control you to keep you safe from the terrorist. The whole issue of terrorism is so overblown because it's funded by the cabal. It's basically the old modus operandi of what they've been doing for centuries. Fund both sides of the war, create a situation of panic and fear and terror within the people, put them in the positions of fear, and then you can control them. And then you are in the position to do what you want. And that's exactly what they're doing with ISIS. They've been trying to get into Syria, find a way to get into Syria to create a World War III. And it's so obvious that when people understand what's truly going on behind the scenes, and you don't rely on mainstream media sources of your sources of information of what's going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
See? So, okay. Need to let you go.
Okay.
I'm down to about a minute
All right.
left. Okay. All right.
Thanks,
Dave.
Appreciate it.
Well, folks, thank you very much for joining the program tonight. And this was an interesting program. This is basically what I would call one of those shifting programs. This is a program where people, if you're wanting to really know and understand the truth that is going on, I'm going to do my best to bring that out. And it's also, I realize there are some people that don't care to hear that information. It's their choice. I'm not here to build an audience. I'm really not. That never has been my objective, is to try to build a large audience. My objective is to basically be someone who's going to basically speak the truth as I know it, as I understand it, as the sources that come in. Because I understand, you see, it's not about the massive number of people to make a change. It's about the quality of the people that stay focused to make change if we truly want to make change. I want to see the world change. I want to see this come about where we are living in a better place, in a better condition. And for that to come about, it's about all of us being able to step up and take our responsibility ourselves, okay? Thank you, everybody. Look forward to having you on the radio program again next week. And once again, this is Dave Schmidt with the Sedona Connection. And good night. Okay, all right, bye-bye.